board members are present and that we have signed the minutes after having reviewed them electronically.
Mr. Chair.
Hello.
Because of an item I asked to be placed on this agenda.
Is that the agenda?
About a clarification of the fair date. I'm wondering if the minutes for the last meeting, there shouldn't be a note appended to see the minutes of this meeting.
Right.
For the clarification. So somebody who reads these minutes knows that the motion regarding the weekend in July is going to be discussed at this meeting.
Why don't you tell people what you observed in the minutes?
Okay, here's, if we can jump ahead then to the fair date.
Well, we're still on the approval of minutes, so go ahead.
Right, but I have to jump ahead to that.
Oh, right.
In reading the minutes, it simply says that the motion was made to change it to the first weekend of July, pending agreement with the city of Newport regarding the closure of Harney Street. So I have two particular issues with the motion that was approved. The first is, when you say the first weekend in July, are we talking about the first fair weekend, which would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or are we talking about simply Saturday, Sunday? Secondly, if the 4th falls on the first, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, are we going to have the fair that weekend, or are we going to be in the first weekend after that? So I think we need to clarify just how that first weekend in July is actually going to be picked. And I wasn't here for the meeting, so I don't know what the discussion was, but and maybe I guess at this point I asked Todd for clarification. What was actually intended? If the 4th, for instance, falls on Monday, are we going to have the fair on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, or are we going to wait till the following weekend? When you say weekend, do you mean Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or do you mean Saturday, Sunday? What are we actually talking about?
The first full weekend of July.
What does that mean?
Saturday, Sunday. The first full Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So if the 4th falls on a Monday, then our fair would be the 1st, 2nd, 3rd. If the fair falls on a Friday, our fair would be the 4th, 5th, 6th. If 4th of July falls on a Wednesday, we'll be the 6th, 7th, 8th.
Okay. I mean, it's not an issue actually for 18, but I'm thinking about future years. I mean, we're setting the date for future years, so.
Right, but let me introduce one subject, because I'd like to resolve that in this discussion. And that's similar to the Newport Marathon. So they have a sign that they trot out every year, and it always says the first Saturday in June. So it would be nice if we could come up with something to that effect answers your question.
Right. I don't have any particular preference here. I simply would like the clarification to appear in the minutes by what we mean by the first weekend in July. And should the 4th fall in that weekend, whether we're going to actually do it on the 4th of July weekend or wait till the subsequent weekend. I'm simply asking that it be clarified so anybody who reads the minutes of the last meeting, and again, I'd like to see something appended to the minutes of last meeting that says you need to jump ahead to the December meeting for a clarification of what the first weekend in July actually means, so that somebody doesn't get confused in 19 or 20 or 21 and whatever it is, looking at what we are doing, did last month and are doing this month. So however it's going to be, what are the specifics?
And I thought we were fairly clear in the minutes or in what we discussed last meeting, and I think maybe we can just clarify the minutes and make that work. But the first full weekend of July, meaning if, and Friday's not a weekend day, so we don't care about Friday. The first Saturday, Sunday, and then we will take the Friday, even if Friday is the, even if the weekend is the first and second, then we'll take Friday the 30th.
Right, that, to was, make my, the that was another scenario. If the 30th of June was Friday, would that still mean the first Saturday?
As long as the first set, we will take the first full Saturday, Sunday. If Saturday is not a, is not in July, then we take the next weekend. Then like we are this year, where we're taking the 6th, 7th, 8th.
I'm okay with that. I just want the record to reflect that that's it specifically what we mean.
Yeah.
And it isn't going to matter when the 4th falls. It's going to be the first Saturday. What's meant by the first weekend in July means the first Saturday, Sunday in July, regardless of
where the 4th is or where Friday is.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know if we need a motion to further clarify that, or whether we just get that in the
minutes. Well, I think we can all agree, Jim, that in 5 years, that space is going to be in high demand. And people will begin planning ahead. And so the clearer we can be on our website, so people can say, oh, well, in 2021, it's going to be on.
Right.
And there's no fucking any question.
Can I suggest
and
that?
That's my that's
you're
my
even posting the actual
dates
for
the next
5 years.
Years.
Yeah.
What the dates would
just
be
so
on.
Nobody
well, nonetheless,
questions.
I think we need to be specific and now and say, we mean the first Saturday, Sunday in July, regardless of whether or not the Friday is the 30th of June, regardless of when the 4th itself falls. I'm fine with that. I just think we need to be crystal clear about what we mean by the first weekend in July. That's all. And I have no particular preference. I just, in reading the minutes, I realized that it was unclear what was meant by that.
Okay.
So,
well, I would prefer that this eventuated on the website so that there's some of these things, you know, if you don't keep them alive, you go back looking through minutes and minutes and minutes until you find
it.
Yeah.
So let's just get it memorialized right
that's
there.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Not only the actual dates for 5 years, but that more detailed explanation.
You want to look at
so
2035.
Exactly, yes. So have both.
Okay.
So can the minutes reflect there's a consensus that's what the board meant, and that's what will be gold.
Is that clear as mud to you, Christy? One of my late dad's favorite sayings.
I'm not sure how we do this, but can we do something in the November minutes that tells somebody that they need to look ahead to the December?
I think it's not a problem with putting a note in, a parenthetical note.
Well, you've got under agenda fair day clarification. All we have to do is record it in the minutes today, and we're good.
Well, I would, with all due respect, I beg to differ, because if you just look at the November minutes and don't realize that it, how would you realize that it was discussed in December?
So you're talking about...
I understand what he's saying. If that's okay with you guys, we can add another little statement there.
To the November minutes saying...
2018 fair date in the minutes. We'll put a little parenthetical thing there that says, see also December 14th. 2018.
Yes.
See, it already says the first clarified the weekend of the fair would be the first full weekend of July. That's what we just said.
Yeah, except that, again, as I point out, what does that actually mean? And again, I think, like Wayne says, if we can just put a little parenthetical in the November that says, see December meeting for clarification. And then what we've just discussed will appear in these minutes, and you know, in 2024, somebody goes back and looks at the minutes, they'll get the correct or know how to find the correct information. Having done things like gone back and look at the Board of Commissioners meeting minutes from 1902, for instance, I can tell you that the clearer we can make this right now, the better off somebody's going to be in five or whatever it is years. That's
I'm satisfied. Do we need anything in the minutes other than what we've discussed?
No, we'll make those changes in both the November and December.
Great, thank you.
So have we covered item A?
Yes.
All right,
well,
Todd.
We need to re-sign these next meeting to give you that parenthetical.
Let me see what's no, because I can add the parenthetical. I'm going to add it right to B, and you've got a signed copy. So I'll just add that, and we'll mail those out to you.
Okay.
With all the right. Changes.
Thank you.
All right, Todd, OSU Extension and 4-H update.
Was there not a second question in the minutes about the approval from the...
Oh, the city?
Oh,
I
yes.
Guess, I guess that probably should be something
okay, if we're going to move to that. My understanding, it says subject to pending agreement with the city of Newport. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne, but the agreement we have with the city of Newport regarding Harney simply says we will notify them when we're going to have the fair, and we have the right to close Harney Street for those days of the fair. I'm unwilling to ask someone for permission for something I already have the legal right to do. So I'm okay with notifying the city of Newport that we're changing the date, but I am...
What I would
I'm
like
willing
to
ask them for permission for something that I already have the legal right.
Jim is right. I just want to make sure the agreement didn't talk about a date specific. And I don't think it does. I think it does talk. You're right about we do the notification and do that, but I want to just make sure it didn't refer to a date specific.
Right. And so I would like that altered, if you will, also. We'll obviously talk to the city of Newport and coordinate with them, but we do not need their permission. So,
do we?
And more obviously, if they have a serious objection, we'll
listen. Do we routinely transfer that information in a formal way?
Yeah, we actually go to the city. Roy Nucker, I guess. Roy Canyon is and Jim before him as Public Works Director would make the notification. We would talk to the city about when we want to do it. We always had some discussions about when we do it on, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or noon. You know, those we work with them in terms of when and where we, actually implement the change when we get out of there. This year was a little bit different because we kept it through Monday. We normally have the barriers removed by Sunday night.
But because of the opening on the eclipse day.
We didn't have to do them until Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah.
So we coordinate a lot of the details with the city.
Yeah.
But we have the right, is your point.
I'm not talking about being confrontational with the city.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about it being clear that we have a legal right to do this. We don't specifically need their permission. I'm unwilling to give up a legal right. So we would obviously talk to them if they've got a serious problem, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a permissive use. It's a legal right use.
Well, then I think we should ask that the 5 dates be formally communicated ASAP, because that's a huge weekend in this city, and tying all that together should not come as a surprise to anybody.
No, it shouldn't.
Don't want them to say they were blindsided or something.
No, and it looks like that during the closure would be at least in 2020, the 4th itself would be one of the days in which the closure would occur.
So I would like those two, as we just discussed, those two things to be done.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right, Todd, to you.
Thank you. I don't have a huge update. I will tell you that for the next 2 months, I'm flying solo. Michelle had hip replacement surgery a week and a half ago now. She's up and moving, doing well, but she'll probably be out for 2 months recovering. So it's a crazy busy time at the 4-H office, at the extension office, without her. 4-H is in full swing. Our programs are filling up. We have as many kids already enrolled as we had last year, so we're probably going to grow about 10%, I'm guessing, again, which is about where we've been over the last number of years. The response that I've gotten to the new fair date has been overwhelmingly positive, with one caveat or one asterisk. My animal science program is a little cranky about it.
And you didn't expect otherwise, really?
I did suggest that might be the problem, and unfortunately, it all stems around a couple of families within the animal science program that have holiday vacation plans on that weekend. So they've chosen to do their animal science fair 2 weeks later, July 2021. That said, they will do a pre-fair show during fair, and we will have animals in the barn, we will do a show, and we will just leave set up, hopefully, for that 2 weeks, their animal science barn, so they can come back and do their show and do the market auction 2 weeks later. I'm disappointed. I would like to see that all in conjunction with fair, and my best guess is that they will see that it doesn't create the same quality of experience for the youth, and by next year they'll be back with us, I expect. The flip side is we do have the ability to bring in, because of our timing, we can get where the horse program or the dog program has been a little fractured and had done their stuff outside of the county fair. This does give us the opportunity to bring those pieces of 4-H back into the county fair, and I'm working on that to see how that works. So where we're losing some, we're gaining others, and I think that's just, you know, normal when we're making radical changes like we have. But from the public and from vendors, everybody seems very supportive, and I think we're going to have a good show. It'll just be different as we identified as we started talking about things. So I'm pleased with that. Youth in Action, our big community service event, service learning event for 4-H youth, where we build evergreen centerpieces for Meals on Wheels, so roughly 300 of them, and distribute those to every Meals on Wheels household in the county. Happens this weekend, this Saturday, the 16th. Come on by if you want to see 60 or 70 kids building incredible evergreen baskets, and then Meals on Wheels picks those up. It's a great opportunity for us. That happens in the Harney building. Nothing else that I can think of. Clubs are meeting in the Harney building. Everything seems to be going well for an early season 4-H.
All right. Here. Any questions for Todd?
All right. Thanks, Todd. All right. Kevin, come on up.
My turn, huh? All right. Well, I apologize for not being here last month. I submitted some staff reports over the last month and a half. Wayne and I have been working to... Basically, my purpose is going to be facilitating the role of the consultants, and clearly getting the visioning committee put together, making sure that we've got engaged stakeholders. We have opportunities for over 70 citizens in Lincoln County to participate in the process. So I kind of thought, and I did get some really good feedback from the fair board over the weekend, which I've incorporated, but just wanted to review the representation, if that's okay with the board. So currently we've got 16 positions on the committee, all six cities.
Does Kevin, do you have a copy of this, Todd?
No, I don't.
Is there a spare copy?
Sure. Here you go. I've got one here. Well, I've been on the phone several times over the last couple of weeks, so
yeah,
that just was released yesterday. So we've got the six counties, the six cities in the county. We've got the school district represented. We've got the Celeste Tribe, obviously, 4-H, OSU Extension's involved. We've got a Community Sports Association position, hotel lodging position, and then five community at-large opportunities. So I have been in the process of, I have already reached out to all but some of the community at-large positions, and I'll be doing that next couple of days. There's a lot of interest. We do have the first agenda for that meeting has been produced, and that was in your packet as well. And so that's going to be the big process there. So they're going to meet four times,
mm-hmm.
and talk with some of the folks on the visioning committee. They suggested that those meetings maybe be rotated through the county,
definitely,
just to kind of get better feedback.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you or will you coordinate with Casey to make sure we get full media blast on these in advance?
Absolutely. In fact, I was... The area that's going to be the biggest challenge is filling up the 72 interview positions.
Yeah.
And so I do anticipate, if Casey's the guy to go to for that, the more that we can blast that out and people can contact me or the county to get on that schedule, I'd like to have every one of those 45-minute sessions filled with four citizens.
Excellent.
And I think that will certainly keep the consultants busy.
Good, good.
Maximize their time. It should be noted as well that this committee was included in the bid documents that were ultimately approved by the BOC. And county staff, as I understand, has been delegated working with you folks to fill the positions. And these meetings will be publicly noticed as well. So just wanted to bounce that off because that's been a question along the way here. So the consultants from Eco Northwest will be in Lincoln County on both Monday, January 8th and Tuesday, January 9th. And that's kind of why we're having the 72 stakeholder interviews and the first visioning committee on those 2 days,
okay,
just to take advantage of their time. I've included a list of all the folks that we've been brainstorming over this week to invite for stakeholder interviews. We will be using this room, the room right behind you, and I believe Commissioner Hunt's room in the morning on that Tuesday, and that's where all of the interviews will be taking place. So I think at this point, you know, I would certainly like more names that I can reach out to and invite to the interviews, and then any other comments that you might have on our process so far.
Well, it's probably important to note that this again is the identifying the stakeholder kinds of interviews we're doing at this initial stage. There will be many opportunities as this goes along for more broader public input, just someone who has a general interest in what's going on. If they're not, identifiable or self-identified within a stakeholder kind of stakeholder group, there will be other many other opportunities to participate in the process.
So the reference to Casey, was that a press release about this?
Yes.
Yes.
Because would it be possible to include this earlier discussion as part of a general press release?
In terms of the dates?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's probably a very good idea to get that information out as soon as we can.
Exactly.
So that nothing else but 2018 date, that, that's been decided, but what we're going to do in the future.
Sure.
We can work on getting both.
The other thing is the one possibility is the farmer's market. I think there are still two or three remaining dates before this happens. I don't know if we could spend a couple of hours
getting some names, submitting flyers.
Sure.
Because that's a great idea, just to generate some additional information on the ground.
Yeah,
and additional names to participate.
Well, I think there's only one more farmers market before that first day of January. They don't meet on the Saturday, whatever that is, the 22nd.
Oh.
That they do, there's not going to be a farmer.
They take that weekend.
So this coming Saturday may be the last one before. Well, there may be one. I'm sorry, I think about there would probably be one in January or late December. Whatever. Yes. I don't know the dates there.
You've got the 16th, Saturday the 16th, I'm in June. I'm looking at the dates of that. So yeah, December 16th, Saturday the 16th, Saturday the 23rd.
23rd, Saturday. There's no Saturday market, I know for sure.
On the 30th. Is there one on the 30th?
I don't. John, do you know?
Well, gathering together will not be there on the 23rd or the 30th.
Or the 30th.
I don't know if there's a market happening.
Yeah, I don't. I know there's no market on the 23rd. There is no market.
And there may be one on the 30th, but gathering together doesn't prove on coming to that.
And then you've got the 6th, January the 6th.
6th, there will be a market.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, there will be a market on the 6th.
So that
might be a way to get more information out still. But I just wanted to make it clear that, you know, again, what we're trying to do is fill kind of the stakeholder slots with, so people with specific interests, but there will be other opportunities beyond this. This is the initial foray into some of the public input that's in the process here. There will be other opportunities as this goes along for folks to participate.
So, yeah, if you have any other questions or input, you know, I think it's been a pretty good exchange so far.
Yep. Yep, very pleased with the way things are heading.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, absolutely. Let me know if I can be of help.
You are.
Kevin. Okay, now at this point, I'd like to bring up another subject related to this.
Okay.
Future of the Commons. We're talking about making these improvements to the Commons and so forth, but one part of it that I think is missing at the current moment is, you know, we go ahead and a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is, we have the Commons up, running, ready to go. But the one thing that we are not doing at the current moment and apparently have no plans for is, for lack of a better term, marketing the Commons and starting to line up the clientele that's going to use the site once we get it up and running. If we just proceed with this and we get it up and running, but then who's going to use it? So, in short, what I would like to do is propose that the county is going to start doing its budget process here now shortly, December for January. Mm-hmm. I would like to, and Mr. Belmont normally prepares the fair budget. What I would like to do is put in the 18-19 budget money for two things. One would be, and we've talked about this before, some kind of mobile office that we would put on site. And secondly, for a manager of some sort to handle that and do the scheduling. Now, John in his office has been trying to handle the site. Todd in his office is trying to handle the site. But I think at this point we need to, and I mean, the earliest we could do something now would be July of 18, if it's in the budget. July of 18. But I think we need to get that component in place and have somebody start actively marketing and managing it so that if we do, even if we don't, but proceed, somehow we're going to proceed, that the site is being actively marketed and managed. And if we put the money in the budget now, and Mr. Belmont does that now, then it'll go through the budgetary process the first part of next year and so forth, and we'll have the appropriation we need then July 1st to go and do these things should we decide we want to do them. Now, it's important to note that just because we put the money in the budget, we don't have to spend it. We don't have to do it, whatever it is. The important thing is that we have an appropriation so that we can do it. But I'd hate to see us go to all the work of improving the site and putting the site together, and then, well, who's going to use it? We need to start thinking now and have somebody actively working on starting to line these people up, whether it's the fair or a sportsman show or whatever it is, to do that. And I don't think July of next year is too early to start thinking about it. And in fact, it would be an 18-19 appropriation, so we wouldn't even really need to do it if we didn't want to until the first part of 19 even. Now, Mr. Belmont puts the money in the budget. If we need it and decide we want to go ahead and do this, we'll have the appropriate appropriation to do it. If we don't, we don't spend a penny of it, whatever it is, it just rolls ahead into the budget. So as I see it, we are not taking money away from any other function, for instance, or anything of that nature. We're not, it's kind of a no harm, no foul. But it's difficult, awkward, to get an appropriation after the fact. So I'd like to get the appropriation put in in the proposed budget for the next year so that if we decide to do this. Now, what would we put in it? We would put in it the full bore amount for putting up this temporary office and for full-time a management person. That would give us the maximum. That doesn't necessarily mean that, for instance, we would hire a full-time person. We might hire somebody just at 20 hours. We can always drop back. It's easy to underexpend. It's difficult to overexpend. So we have Mr. Belmont put in the max amounts that we might conceivably need. And then if we, like to say, decide that it's only going to be 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week, we have the money available. If we want to make it 30, we have the money available, whatever it is. So I would like to have that happen now with the idea that in 18-19 we're going to be looking at somebody to take on this role. The fact is John and his staff already have jobs. Todd and his staff already have jobs. If we're actually going to go and improve this site, however it is we do it, and really make use of it, we're going to have somebody that's going to actively manage and market the site and start bringing in the clientele that we're talking about. After we get the site built is not the time to do that. We need to start doing that, you know, 18 months or whatever it is before the site is ready. Someone who can start selling the site, can go to meetings, say, hey, come, you know, 19, we're going to have a site available for you. Are you interested? That type of thing. This person would fund, would not be, if you will, the clerk of the works for the construction itself. That's a completely different function and position. So we're not talking about somebody who would oversee whatever improvements. We're talking about someone who would, again, schedule, effectively, if you will, manage the site and that type of thing. And again, I would like to put the money in the proposed budget for 18-19. We don't have to go and do it. We don't have to go and spend it. But if we want to, we'll have the appropriate budget appropriation in place. And as far as I know, we have the money to do this, to put in the budget to do this. Mr. Belmont and I have argued specifically about, okay, if we have somebody manage, is it going to be an employee or a contractor, or just how are we going to do it? We don't have to decide any of that at this particular point. At this point, I'd simply like Mr. Belmont to be given the direction to put the money in the budget so that come 18-19 and beyond, we can start to do this. If we make all the improvements to the commons that we're talking about, at some point we're going to have to go and have that person. Those of us that have been out, for instance, and seen the Eastern Oregon facility at Hermiston, they have a person who fulfills the type of function I'm talking about. That person doesn't manage the events, for instance, or do that kind of thing. That person manages the site, does the scheduling, provides the keys, if you will, sees to it that the grounds are properly taken care of, and that sort of thing. And again, we don't have to do it. We don't lose the money. We don't take the money away from some other function because the fair money is strictly within itself. So I would like Mr. Belmont to be given the direction to put the money in the budget now in for this budgetary cycle. He's well aware of the budgetary process is Commissioner Hall. It would then go through the budget committee and through the commissioners. That is far and away the easiest way to get the appropriation we would need should we decide to do it in place. But we need to start doing it now.
Well, let's go ahead and reflect on it, and then Bill.
Yes.
And then maybe Kevin, too, because let's see what thoughts we can come up with.
Well, you know, part of the refinement process, it's not just focusing on what is it we want to see at the site, but it's also going to be how much it costs to build it and what the resources we have. And an important component, as you may recall, what we put in there is to say, how do we make it sustainable? And that it requires that you identify the operation and maintenance costs. It's not just what Jim was talking about, that a person or firm or whatever who markets a thing, it's operating a thing. And that entails a lot of operations and maintenance costs, and that's part of what the consultants are helping us identify here. with the resources we have available. And they may recall that when we went out in 2000 and, help me, Bill, 14, whenever we went out in the last
I think that was
measure
14,
in there, we wrote that measure in such a way that it would be the money is flexible.
Operational.
It's not just for capital improvements at the Commons. It can be used for that if there's some of that available, but it's also operational funding. Yeah. To do that, we were anticipating this particular issue come out. So Jim's, and we've actually provided some of that funding even this year. That's how we can do things like bring Kevin on board. You know, we've got money that's been appropriated for these kinds of purposes. What we will do is, and I think it's none too soon to start, and Jim, I appreciate what he's saying here, to start identifying, you know, where that money needs to potentially go and get it slotted in the appropriate budgets, you know, to do that on a go-forward basis. And again, whether we use it or not, it's at least there and appropriated when this comes up. So he's really not saying anything that we haven't already anticipated. I think the thing that's a real good thing to note, though, is the timing, and that is that it needs to go and maybe more targeted in the 18-19 budget.
Again, if we don't go with this budgetary process, we're talking about a year from now before we can even start talking about it. We'd be talking about the 19-20 fiscal year before we would have this appropriation. So, and Mr. Belmont will appreciate this. I want him to make sure to put the appropriate line items in and put plenty in there to do whatever it is we do. So for instance, again, I'd put in for 40-hour, despite the fact that we may only ultimately, say, put somebody in there at 20. We can always underexpend pretty easily. It's the overexpenditure. You know, if we put in for 20 and decide we want the person for 25, then it becomes a problem. But, again, we're not going to take from somebody else. We're not going to lose the money or something. Let's put the appropriation in now. And again, the earliest we could do something, if he does what I'm suggesting, is July of 18, 6 months from now, before we can even start the process of putting this stuff in place.
I think you've convinced us. Let me hear from Bill and Kevin.
Yeah, my thinking is this is a good idea. You know, as I was listening to Jim, the first thing that popped into my mind is this is a classic chicken and egg situation. If you don't have marketing, you know, nobody is going to book the place. On the other hand, can you really market it when we don't know if we're going to be cutting a ribbon in the fall of 19, in the spring of 20, or when? But the opportunity by some point in the next fiscal year, we may have a pretty good construction timeline at least, and so it might be appropriate to do that. And as Jim said, just because you have an appropriation in place does not mean you have to spend it in full or even in part, but that would give us the flexibility if we wanted to do that and if it seemed appropriate. That's my thought.
Yeah, Kevin?
I think, you know, Wayne pretty much nailed it. The only thing I would maybe add is during this process, we'll find out what amenities are going to be coming out. Because really, before the county markets the facility, we need to know what the amenities are.
Is it going to be a 25,000-foot exhibition hall? Is it going to be a 15,000-foot exhibition hall with covered arena? Is it going to be... all that goes
and if
into
I might note
marketing
it's important
as well.
For us, I mean, we do have to identify those O&M costs and how we're going to fund those, because that will then tell us, do we have a portion of, for instance, the second pot of money that's coming in from the room tax, the second set that can be used for both operations, maintenance, or capital. Is any of that going to be available for capital? If it's not, if we decide and we determine it's going to have to be all for O&M, then that informs the decision you make on how much money we have to build anything else out there and what do we build on that. So it's all part of that
process. Sounds like we've got the makings of a motion. Who wants to do that?
I will move that we direct Mr. Belmont to put in the proposed 18-19 budget the appropriate line items for both the cost, I don't know what the numbers will be at the moment, but staff can work on that, for at least, as we have discussed, some kind of a temporary office over there. We may use one of the existing buildings, but for the moment I'll just say put in a temporary office. We've talked about buying one of these construction shacks or something like that that we could move and put in and so forth, that we put the money in to do that, and that he also put in the full bore cost of hiring a manager, again, with the understanding that the fact that we budget this money doesn't mean we have to spend it, but we do have the appropriate appropriation authority in the 18-19 fiscal year to put a full bore manager in place should we decide we need to get that done, given what may or may not happen with regard to this site.
Again, for clarification, this is not exclusive of other operation and maintenance costs, which
right.
we have on the site.
Yes, this is these.
Okay.
I'm talking about in addition to the monies he would otherwise place in the budget for the operation and maintenance of the site. This is an add. This is two separate things. Not to be taken from the other money we need, for instance, to say pay utilities or do maintenance on the site.
Okay.
And I so move.
I'll second the motion.
All right. So I dare say that in the course of what's coming up here in the next year, this would eventually come up. And now we've got a fully loaded gun
mm-hmm.
by passing this motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think there's any policy implicit in what we're voting on. We're just talking about a budget item.
Right. And again, I appreciate what both John's office and Todd's office have done, but I think if we proceed as we seem to be doing with regard to the commons, that we are at some point going to need this particular person in function and take that off from their plates, because this is going to be a, as in the case of the Hermiston site, a function that we're going to have. There'll be too much, for instance, I believe. I mean, these people already have full-time jobs. They're part-time jobs. So let's put in place the money to let us go and put a regular manager on the site starting in July of 18, should we decide to do so.
So the motion implies that a portion of this person's duties will be to absorb what John is currently doing, correct?
John and Todd.
And Todd.
Well, and can I
clarify
a couple of things?
Yeah.
We've got some arrangements we're doing now. We've got some things we're happening here. You're giving me direction to do this. And what I don't want to do is put sideboards that tell us we have to, like, hire an employee to do this.
No.
We might contract and do some of the things with what we got currently here and then other things to supplement it. There's going to be appropriation authority broad enough to do this. It's not directing to hire an employee.
No.
I want to make sure that's clear.
No.
It could be contracted services.
Some of them may be contracted with what things we're doing right now, and some of them may be with additional. It could be contracting with other entities that already exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the
As I said, I'm not talking about making any decisions with respect to specifically how we're going to do it. I simply want Mr. Belmont to put the money in the budget that will allow us to exercise this option should we decide to do so.
That's great.
Very good. So is there any further discussion on the motion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. It's unanimous.
I'll tell you how much to put in.
And he'll tell him where to put it, too.
Before we get to county staff update, I want to bring up briefly the conversation I had with the city manager this morning, who wants to know if we continue to be interested. Could you?
Yes.
Did you tell the others what we're talking about?
So we had done some initial work, and I actually had approached the city staff and worked with the city attorney. And the city.
Are we talking City of Newport?
Yes, City of Newport.
Okay,
on signage.
Yeah.
You may recall we talked about putting a sign up there that really is sort of the entrance to the commons
mm-hmm.
that reflected the events and activities we got in there. And we've even gone so far as to talk about the actual legal arrangement, how we do that to get it on the site, and even some locations of where we do it. It kind of went on the wayside as we were doing more of the refinement planning here to see how it fit in with the overall planning. But it sounds like the city is kind of very interested in, and I think it's their beautification processing committee, they're kind of looking at the entrances, and so they're wanting to know, are we still intending to come forward and make a proposal for signage there? And I'd always intended to do that, but it may be that what we want to do is accelerate that discussion and make it part of what the city's looking at right now. And with your permission, I can work with the chair and with some others, and we could maybe pull together some additional concepts and talk to the city about that. There is potentially some questions we're going to have about the way the city regulates signage right now.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to, I think we've had some brief discussion about this in the past, and we'll want to be included in that conversation. So I guess it would just be some direction from the fair board to say, yeah, we can go ahead and move forward, continue that signage thing, but accelerate it and move forward.
Is informal consensus okay, or would you prefer a motion?
Informal consensus is fine.
I'm fine.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
All right, done. County staff update.
Really nothing to update.
Okay.
Nothing is broken, exploded, fallen apart.
Say that.
Oh.
Staff's quote.
Didn't I notice a dangling gutter from the barn?
It should be gone now.
Okay.
Gutter guy's been through the business and added a few gutters, took down some broken ones.
Good. Because I noticed that a while back but hadn't looked lately.
If I could interject, Jack, you and I have talked about this temporary construction shack, 10 by 10 or 10 by 12 or whatever it is, if we could put like a gate or something temporarily plumb in.
Yeah.
Could you rough up a number for that and give it to Mr. Belmont for his budget?
I can contact the rental companies. They just rent them. They're a little sick.
However we're going to do it. Just if you could, I'd appreciate it if you could rough up a number. You know where the plumbing and the water and electricity is and everything. And I'm envisioning by the main gate would be a logical place to put it, but maybe you've got a better spot.
Are you looking for a construction headquarters, fair headquarters? What are you?
Well, yeah, both potentially.
It may also be a location where the kind of representative going during construction,
right?
Or others might be utilizing some kind of space like that when we're actually.
Okay, so we're not going to use the existing fair office.
Well, that's an option.
We might, but I'm kind of shooting the moon here and saying, let's put the number in that might be the max we need. Yes, we might be able to save money and use part of the existing structure or something. But for budget purposes, I'd like to put in like a 10 by 12 or something construction.
Have the authority.
That would be big enough that we could put this manager person.
So you're looking for one person office.
Well,
potentially two
county construction representative,
right,
a project manager, and a fair manager.
Right. So we're probably talking 10 by 12 or something like that, Jack.
Probably 12 by 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You
need a little conference
kind of
table.
Appropriate size.
Yeah.
But give Mr. Belmont a ballpark number so he can put in the budget to cover that particular aspect of what we just talked about.
No problem.
Great. Thank you.
And I guess the only other thing on the county staff update is I have not had any further conversations with Focus in terms of their time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I do know they're doing some work on their new property,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not that relationship on their continued leasing of the property there, how long that's going to continue. But we'll keep you posted as we hear more about that.
Right. All right, very good. Is there anything else you want to share, anybody? If not, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.